It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. We see another miracle. The Peter was put in jail, and God set him free. The Herod the king killed the James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he did that, many Jewish people were so happy. So he thought he can kill the Peter also. So he arrested Peter and put him in the prison, thinking when this Passover season will be passed, and then he will bring him out and kill him. That's what he was thinking. But he made sure that at least 16 guards will watch over him. Peter was chained with the chains, and Peter was sleeping in the prison, and the guards were chained with him, and they were different gates. They were locked, so Peter could not come out of that prison. And when Peter was sound asleep, the word of God says, Acts chapter 12 verse 7, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, saying, rise up quickly. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee, and follow me. As soon as angel woke him up, and whatever angel said he did, his chain fell off, he put his garments, and he followed the angel. And he went out following the angel, and he came out of the one gate after another gate. And then he saw that he's really set free. And then he came to his senses, just like coming out of the sleep or something. And he started thinking, I am free. Verse 11, he says, and when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hands of Herod. Can you imagine? You are alone in prison. Before that we saw all apostles were in the prison and angel delivered them. This time Peter was alone. But he was not afraid. You know what? When you are afraid, you cannot sleep. If you are worried, you cannot sleep. If something bothering you, you cannot sleep. And that's why people taking sleeping pills. Because something is bothering them. Or sometimes they go and get some alcohol so they can sleep. I saw one man. He was a Communist Party leader. And I went to do some business with him because we had the convention. And he was selling mats. So I bought so many mats. And I gave him my card. And I said to him, come and visit our church someday. He said, I'm not a Christian. I'm not Hindu. I don't believe in any God. And he threw the card away. He said, take your card, I don't need it. But I just walked away. 3 years later, this man came to my church. And he said, do you recognize me? I said, no, sir. Because he was completely sick man. I said, I do not remember you. He gave me a card. He said, can you recognize this card? I said, yes, that is my card. He said, you remember you came to do business with me? You gave me your card and I threw it out and you didn't take it? Now I remember. I said, yes, what can I do for you? He said, I could not sleep. 3 years. I'm trying to sleep. I cannot sleep. I went to doctor. He prescribed medicine. Didn't help me. I start drinking. Didn't help me. I went to my town and I told my relatives. They took me to Hindu temples. Didn't help me. Then it came to my mind. This man told me to come to church. So he said, I came to your church. Can Jesus help me? So I said, Jesus will help you. What is your problem? So he started telling all his sin problem. I don't know he told doctors or any other people, but he opened his heart and told me all his secret sins. Those sins were killing him. I do not have time to explain to you what kind of sin he was doing. But I told him, ask Jesus Christ to forgive you. And ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. He will wash your sins away and he will give you a clean heart. And he did. And I prayed for him. I gave him a room and I said, go and relax. And he was sound asleep. Next day he went for checkup. And the doctor found out there is nothing wrong with him. Following Sunday he came and testified. That whole week he had sound asleep and he had no bad thoughts and nothing was bothering him. What I am trying to say, Peter was sound asleep. He was not afraid of anything. Even though he knew that King Herod killed the James by sword, Peter was not thinking that I will be the next person. He was not afraid. His ministry was not finished. His ministry was just started. Once you are born again, child of God, you are not afraid of dying. Peter was not afraid. Angel comes and tells him to get out of this prison. And his chain fell off. In the dark prison, when the angel comes, the light came in the prison. And so he was able to see where he was going. And when he came out of the prison, then he thanked God that God sent his angel and set me free. Our God is a good God. He knows your situation. And he wants to set you free. For what? To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. To tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. I told you that man, God set him free from this sleep bondage. One day, myself and that man, we are visiting one hospital. And the doctor came and said to him, this man is a pastor. and you are a communist leader. How can you people walk together? He said, if there is a God, there is only one God, and that God is Jesus Christ. He set me free, and now my God is Jesus. That is the living testimony. So if you have a problem, God will give you grace, set you free, so you can tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done for you. I'm going to pray for you. But you just give your heart to the Lord first. Say, Lord, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, you are a child of God. And God wants to bless you and use you for his glory. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. Only God knows your needs. If someone is sick in your house, you lay hand on that person. If you are sick, touch your body. According to Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, two people agree touching anything on earth by prayer, God will hear our prayer. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I believe that you are a miracle-working God. You did signs and wonders and miracles when you were on earth. Now you have given us your Holy Spirit and your same power to heal the people and pray for them and tell them about Jesus Christ. I pray for each and everyone who is listening to my voice. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know Jesus Christ is a living God, a miracle-working God. There is nothing impossible with God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.